This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2083. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 22nd, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, France, Germany, Guatemala, Guinea, India, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Mali, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Portugal, Romania, Sudan, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Uzbekistan, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, with the U.S. withdrawing from Afghanistan on September 11th, Wolfgang Büschel wonders what will happen to the U.S. AGM high-power relays on medium wave. There are currently two of them on 621 and 1296 kilohertz. Checking the WRTH, I see they're also on FM. Lots of relays of BBC World Service and British Forces Broadcasting and even Radio France International. We continue to hear LRA 36 Antarctica for their Wednesday and Saturday broadcasts. On April 17th, Saturday, I tuned in at 1437 on 15475.98 reduced carrier USB. And they were still going past 1745. Also the following Wednesday, the 21st, they were coming in well, at 1430, always via remotes in South America. Manuel Mendez in Spain received an EQSL for a previous broadcast stating their power is 300 watts to a rhombic antenna. They also gave the names of their team for this year, all of them with military ranks. Technical operations by Sargento Alejandro Camino, announcer Teniente Primero Estefania Perez, and Capitán Maximiliano Luna, and Radio Director Teniente Coronel Dario Lucero. Besides Radio Mosochowski 3310, which seems to be regular on shortwave from Bolivia, there are two others which are irregular but reported this week by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil. 6135 Radio Santa Cruz, April 13th at 2346 to 2350, but it's abruptly signed off at that time. And also heard on April 14th from 2340 to 2347, but it also signed off about 2345, sometimes mixing with the Brazilian on almost the same frequency, so beware. Furthermore, he reports Emisoras Pio XII, Siglo XX Bolivia, on 5952, April 20th at 2337 to 2344, it was poor and unreadable, but maybe without the usual distortion. So at the moment we have three Bolivian stations active on shortwave. He does flag the newer ones reactivated as presumed loggings, but it seems quite likely. And in fact, Pio XII's frequency is usually split around 5952.5. I often have a barely audible carrier around 11815, and Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal tells us about that. Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia, 11815.1, remains with a weak signal and a weak audio feed, or weak modulation level. One can't really tell which of those. A low modulation level could be deliberately applied to save components and reduce costs. This was April 15th at 2207 during the nationally networked program A Voz do Brasil. From John Pirkin's Canadian Radio News column in IRCADX Monitor about 1060 Calgary, Alberta CKMX. It needs to go off the air to get shortwave CFVP 6030 back on the air. One of their engineers reports that management will not allow CKMX to go off the air during a ratings period. Calgary is a PPM ratings market, which means that the day after a ratings period ends, another rating period begins. The current one ends May 30th, and the next one starts May 31st. So it looks like CFVP is out of luck. The Sheldon Harvey, an April 22nd update from Wojtek Gwiazda of the RCI Action Committee. Once again, CBC has delayed the start of its new policy for Radio Canada International, one that moves RCI's focus away from producing programming for international audiences. For the second time in less than a month, it called staff in for a video conference on the eve of the last day of the staff's employment and announced a four-week delay until May 14th. The original start date was supposed to be April 1st and then postponed to April 15th. Again, CBC underestimated the complications of integrating the RCI website into its websites, and the new Punjabi positions of editor and field reporter remain unfilled, and a new posting has been put up ending May 7th. Meanwhile, in reaction to the government's proposed change in the Broadcasting Act that removes CBC's license requirement to administer an international service, we have prepared a brief for the Standing Committee on Canadian Heritage. It was distributed to members by the committee's clerk and is now part of the public record. You may read more about it at rciaction.org. Michigan area radio enthusiast Don Moore passes on items from Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota and via Cadena de X from Takeshi Sejimo in Japan, who said, "I'm listening to La Reina 6016.48 kHz on the remote in Bonaire." They said, "Estás escuchando La Reina 98.6 at midnight UT, April 10th, and playing some nice vallenato music." They often say La Reina. It seems this is a station in Barranquilla. And more about it from Rafael Rodriguez. He says it's a pirate station on shortwave, mostly retransmitting regular broadcasters. He's heard it relaying several FMs from Santa Marta and Barranquilla, and the main stations of several networks, including Caracol, RCN, and Blue Radio. The pirate occasionally plays Colombian music like vallenato and ranchera. When they are live, there is an ID as Organización Radial El Prado. Appears to be a reference to the Organización Radial Olímpica of Barranquilla, a chain of radio stations run by a family with extensive political and commercial connections. Rafael believes it's broadcasting from the coast of northern Colombia. They started on 6016.32, but stabilized on 6016.47. Sometimes they mention an FM on 98.1. The station is on air only Friday to Monday, generally two times a day. There is a 1 to 2 hour broadcast sometime after 11 UT, and then a 2 or 3 hour broadcast starting either around 21 UT or 23:30. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, too numerous to mention. This week, I'll tell you about a medium wave station I heard from Cuba on 1040 with WHO Des Moines Nault, April 21st at 06:13. A discussion mentioning Guantanamo. The only Cuban on 1040 is CMCL 10 kilowatts Radio Mayabeque in Guines, Mayabeque province. It's a rather obscure one just east and south of Havana, between it and Matanzas. In fact, Mayabeque was created in 2011. Guines, the town, is just east of the major shortwave site Kivikan, and Bejucal, the other one, is north of there on the border with Havana province. April 19th at 22:11 past 22:24, I heard the Deutsche Welle interval signal over and over. How forlorn. Nothing scheduled at this time, but at other times of day, 11:08:50 is relaying Deutsche Welle in Hausa via France. On this occasion, Cuba was missing from 11:08:50. Radio Verdad Guatemala is still off the air from 4055. But on April 20th, we got an update from Dr. Madrid about the situation. He says on Monday the 19th, we were working almost the entire day trying to repair the transmitter. We did make some important repairs with the help of engineers Jair Ramirez and Rafael Borthwick from Canada, but we didn't get it on the air yet. We'll keep working on it intensely until we succeed. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says Radio Guinea-Conakry 9650 has become erratic. What's heard on the frequency is usually what I believe is Saudi Arabia. And of course over here, Cuba uses 9650 much of the time. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says something's always wrong at all India radio stations in Bengaluru and Delhi Kingsway. On April 16th, he was monitoring 11560, which is 500 kilowatts from Bengaluru. At 1320, they were in English and continued with news in English at 1330 instead of Dari. But at 1340, they did go to Hindi, also instead of Dari, but off the air at 1417. The frequency supposed to carry the Dari language at 1330 was 9949.8, and it went off at 1340. Last week, I announced at the beginning that World of Radio had a new time on IRRS 7290 across Europe, Saturday at 18:01 UT. I had confirmed it April 10th, but something else aired in that slot on April 17th. Now, IRRS assures me that there was a schedule conflict, but from now on, we hope World of Radio will be showing every Saturday at 18:01 on 7290. The other IRRS broadcasts on medium wave from Italy, 594, Friday at 20:30. Also, Sunday at 20:00, which I also confirmed on April 18th. These are also webcast, all of them. An additional webcast is Saturday at 23:34. Of course, the times I mention are always universal and not Central European. Last week, there was a report that Radio Japan in English via France, Saturday, April 3rd, after 05 UT, was on 7335, although they announced 7355. Now, however, as of April 22nd, Ivo Ivanov says they're really back on 7355 at 0430 on a weekday. Ivo Ivanov also reports a frequency change for Echo of Unification, clandestine from North to South Korea, heard April 18th with a very good signal between 12 and 14 UT on 3945, replacing 6250, heard via remotes in Japan. Don't confuse it with Nikkei Japan on 3945. One more from Ivo Ivanov, reception of Radio Kuwait in English via remote in Russia, April 22nd at 05 to 08 UT on exactly 15530, apparently an AM and not DRM. Another African observation from Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. 9635 Radio Mali is not on the air every day. April 16th they were off, but on the morning of the 17th they were active with a fair audio. For medium wave DXing, it certainly pays to be able to null signals, such as with a simple portable such as the DX398 I use, rather than a fancy outside antenna which you cannot rotate. Not only did I get Cuba on 1040 by nulling WHO, but Mexico on 720 by nulling WGN. April 21st at 0602, it was XEDE in Saltillo, Coahuila, identifying mainly for their FM XHDE on 105.7. You could choose either station by rotating the receiver, but in between, they were making a subaudible heterodyne, or SAH, of 5.6 Hz. Ron Howard in California says, although KNLS Alaska was supposed to have moved to 9730, on April 19th he was hearing only Myanmar, parallel 5985, extended until at least 1200, when China blocked 9730. With the situation in Myanmar, you might think that VOA and Radio Free Asia would at least be maintaining their broadcasts in Burmese, if not stepping them up. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes that the scheduled VOA broadcast in Burmese at 12 to 12:30 UT, April 21st, instead was carrying VOA 1 in English with music via all three 250-kilowatt transmitters in the Philippines, 11965, 15565, and 17680. Voice of Nigeria had been missing from its big 7 megahertz signal since February 3rd, but on April 16th and 17th it was back on 7254.936 in Hausa after 06 UT, but gone again by April 18th. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2083, also providing the non-commercial website worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dan Sheedy on the beach at Encinitas, California, who says, thanks for keeping accurate, reliable, and timely DX info available all these years. Contribution was sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. I've logged several North American pirates this week on 6930 USB, April 16th at 2346. The station playing something about New Jersey Other reports at HF Underground indicate he was playing a song for each state in alphabetical order. It was WTF Radio Worldwide. On 6950 USB, April 18th, at midnight 4, Wolverine Radio, a theme, songs about girls. There should be plenty of those. There was an SSTV image, which would also be his QSL, showing the famous Dutch painting Girl with a Pearl Earring by Johannes Vermeer. That makes for interesting further reading at Wikipedia. Later that same evening, UT April 18th at 0243 and on the same frequency, 6950 USB, another pirate sounding just as strong as Wolverine. I wonder if it's the same transmitter. Identified as Drunken DJ Radio, who was taking requests. But something strange I noted with this signal, switching tuning to LSV, I was still hearing the bass line only of the music rather than full fidelity on USB. April 19th at midnight 55 on 6930 USB, a weak pirate with hard rock, DJ sounded like he might have been Wolfman Jack. HF Underground identified it as Psycho Radio, S-Y-C-K-O. April 20th at 0148 on 6933 USB, some hard rock music with a fake Russian accent, the DJ said, "Yes, I am radio." A few times I've had a very weak AM signal on 6970, which is all talk. I previously identified it as the audio track of the Fox Cable TV news channel, just what we need, but again heard April 20th at 0149. Terry Colgan forwards an item from the Mystery Pirate Radio FB page on April 19th. Mystery Pirate Radio will be on air soon with episodes of The Voice of Pancho Villa from 1994 to 2003. This classic satire was originally broadcast by pirates following the annual NASPA Winter SWL Fest. Mystery Pirate Radio has acquired every episode of VPV and plans to air them in three programs. Episodes from 2004 to 2021 will probably air in the next month. Check 6925 USB and other pirate frequencies for the broadcast. No further info about the dates or times. Last week I reported Radio Huanta 2000 Peru on a strange new frequency, about 4752.468. But it drops its carrier at a few minutes before or after midnight 30 UT. Now also reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil. He says just 4752, including April 17th at 2345, with a definite ID as Radio Huanta 2000. Manuel Mendez in Spain also heard it very poorly April 20th, as late as midnight 42 on 4752.5. Carlos Gonçalves in Lisboa has news about the 666 kHz transmitter antenna 1 of RTP in Portugal. It was originally a 135 kilowatt transmitter, but over the years it's left with only a 10 kilowatt unit, which is only running about 3 or 4 kilowatts with low modulation. It seems they are not investing in medium wave. More about the QSL situation at Romania's RRI. Richard Lemke in Alberta says he received 4 QSLs in an email from them. They were very nice designs, but they were blank, leaving it to him to fill in the details. There were one for each month, January through April. Led to a discussion about QSLing in general in the World of Radio IO group. I said, the trouble with the whole QSLing thing is it's difficult to prove you really heard anything yourself, even if it's easy. I would hate to accuse someone of fakery, but we all know it would be easy to do. So if some station does provide a pro forma QSL, of what real value is it other than a souvenir? Someone requested a signature, otherwise the QSL would be considered invalid. I suppose one could construct a signature totally unlike used in the real world for security purposes. Perhaps we should get our detailed original written reports notarized, along with attached documentations such as recordings, or attach affirmations of our honesty from fellow listeners. Christian Milling of Shortwave Service Germany, who organized the Radio Andorra special, says the reports I got for this are partly fake. I got one from Oslo, stating that he heard the programming on shortwave and attached an MP3 file. But thanks to my perfect pitch ears and some measuring equipment, I could hear that this was no off-the-air recording from Mosbrunn, more likely a faked one using our live stream or podcast. Even he limited the frequency range to 5.5 kHz, but the frequency response went lower than the optimod in Mosbrunn would pass. The dynamics were much too high, and the typical sound of an optimod 9105A, as used in Mosbrunn, was also not present. Why are people doing that? I cannot stand lies and unkind copy-and-paste reception reports. In the British DX Club, Jorge Garfon Gutierrez in Spain replies, a QSL was a courtesy and a proof of listening, but not anymore. Stations don't need listening reports to check their signals or the quality of broadcasting. And DXers don't need a QSL card as proof of listening. The QSL should be recorded audio. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports the two frequencies from Sudan, the domestic service on 7205, April 19th at 1650 to 1715 in Arabic, but very weak. The external service, Voice of Africa, on 9505, also April 19th, between 1645 and 1736, first in French, then English news at 1716, but with heavy interference from 9500. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, very unusual today, April 20th at 1210 UT, to find PBS Zhejiang or Tibet off the air from all their frequencies. Could have been a power outage. He checked 4820, 4905, 4920, 6130, and 6200. And again the next day, April 21st at 1121 UT, those frequencies still missing. However, the day after that, April 22nd, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing Tibet on 9580 at 07 to 08 UT with a so-called Holy Tibet program imposed by their Chaikom masters via remote in Russia. Then Abradi DX via RustyX, Konstantin Barsinkov in St. Petersburg has some advice about contacting Voice of Turkey by email. Letters do not reach the English section, apparently, using the address englishdesk at trt.net.tr since March. But to the general address, there are no problems. TSR at trt.net. Reports on reception of all language services can be sent to that address. I often tune across the 18 MHz ham band, checking whether there are any sporadic e-openings, and ran across something called the 17-meter activity group. It starts about 1745 on 18157.5 USB. It's organized by W3 Foxtrot Foxtrot, who nevertheless is in California. Last week I was quoting Bill Whitaker of USAGM about the pattern of medium wave 1180 Radio Marti in Florida. However, Ben Dawson of Hatfield Dawson Consulting Engineers replies, it was not correct. The Marathon facility was originally constructed by the military and used for VOA Spanish, with a three-tower inline pattern, which was a bent peanut, but it was replaced in 1989 by a four-tower inline pattern, which is a supercardioid, with a single maximum at 185 degrees true. We don't know the entire rationale for the change, but it provided nearly 5 dB more signal toward Matanzas and around 2 dB toward Havana, and generally increased radiation over the arc from Camagüey to west of Havana. Radio Free Asia announces a new QSL design. Rich D'Angelo forwards the latest one. It's, of course, honoring the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, supposedly happening in 2021. They admit that the design is an adaptation of the previous one for the 2008 Beijing Olympics, but they've added the national flag of Japan. It seems strange to me. The panda? Surely they could have come up with an all-Japanese design. For news about WRMI, we need to consult FB. On April 12th, there was a fire at the Okeechobee transmitter site. A piece of wood caught on fire in the antenna field, causing a brush fire near one of the 315-degree antennas. We had to turn off a few transmitters for a short time, but everything was back to normal very soon, thanks to the Okeechobee County Fire Department for their quick action. Was this RF arcing? John O'Toole asked. Not in this case. I think it was a wooden cross arm that fell off and touched a transmission line. Sometimes helium balloons fly in from Orlando or Tampa and do the same thing, falling and causing a brush fire. not the inert helium itself, but the metallic balloons which can cause a short, as Don Moman and Ron Howard point out. Once in a while on 920 kHz, I hear KVEL, Vernal, Utah, at night, such as April 21st at 0610. Just as strong a signal as KYFR in Iowa, which aims its night pattern this away, but KVEL is supposed to be sending its signal to the northeast. Artie Bigley forwards along an interesting story about the original transmitter building of KMBC 980, Kansas City, now KMBZ. This building has just been uncovered and demolished. You can read it in the local publication flatlandkc.org, titled Signing Off, Demolition of Old Radio Station Triggers Nostalgia in Westwood. Some real problems at the shortwave relay site near Tashkent, Uzbekistan, reported by Ivo Ivanov, April 21st. Between 14 and 15 UT, there are two different programs for North Korea a few kilohertz apart. On 7615, Voice of Wilderness, and on 7590, North Korea Reform Radio. But he must hear them mixing together, I guess, both audio from both stations on both frequencies. From Daily DX via Joe's Jacob and Chuck W3ON, a new Vatican call sign HV9SMG from the Vatican Radio Broadcasting Center in Santa Maria di Galleria, thus SMG, on the air for only 6 hours, April 24th, International Marconi Day, 06 to 12 Zulu. The short schedule is to work around Vatican Radio's high-power regular shortwave broadcasts. The ham station will be on SSB, CW, and digital modes with 1 sesquikilowatt, using dipoles or a vertical, but not the high-power broadcast antennas. QSL Bureau or direct via IK0CNA or EQSL. Among the hams operating it will be Guglielmo Marconi's daughter Elettra, IY0EM, starting at 10:30 UT. From Deneb Radio DX via Rusty X, more advice from Konstantin Barsinkov in St. Petersburg, this time about QSLing the Voice of Vietnam by email. An incomprehensible situation, he says. Letters do not go to English section at vov.org.vn and vovworld at vov.org.vn. The report to the English language program was sent via their online contact form on the website. The German VOV service address is fine. It's deutsch_vov@yahoo.com. And there's also a recent EQSL from Die Stimme Vietnams on the web. Here's an item I've tried to squeeze in the past few weeks, but I figured it could be postponed a little bit longer. Thanks to Joe Hanlon for pointing out that there are now recordings of two World of Radio broadcasts from 1982, originally on WRNO, at shortwavearchive.com. The first one includes an interview with Cuban expert, the late Ronald F. Schatz. And yes, that strange-sounding younger voice was mine. Thanks to Tom Laskowski, who shared the recording. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to be at unsettled to active levels, April 23rd to 24th, 27th, 28th, May 4th, 8th, and 11th to 15th, with G1 minor storm levels likely on May 13th and 14th, and KNSCs peaking at 30 and 5. Solar flux dipping to 68 from April 27th to May 2nd and up to 75 by May 10th. That's World of Radio 2083. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.